The sun, the sand, the surf, the romance, the diarrhea. 1-866-50-JIMBO is our number, 1-866-505-4626. And not to dump certainly on the notion of cruises. They're wonderful. I've taken them. I endorse them. However, we got a problem right here in River City, and in particular, Miami being that particular city. Nearly 200 people aboard a Carnival cruise ship have returned from their three-day voyage suffering from a gastrointestinal ailment with symptoms similar to those plaguing other cruise liners. Well, we just happen to have in our company our Miami correspondent Michael Hiblin, who's been covering this case for some time now. What's going on here, Michael?
Well, certainly, this is now three separate cruise lines that have had people become sick. This is a total of more than 1,000 passengers that have become ill with what appears to be this Norwalk-like virus. And at this point, officials, health investigators really haven't been able to figure out what's happening here, where these folks are catching this.
Obviously, in this day and age, anytime anything untoward happens to a significant number of people, one subject rears its head, so I'll bring it up now. Is there any evidence that would indicate in any way that this might be some kind of biological terror attack?
Nothing that I've heard to that effect, but certainly I'm sure it's something that officials within this country are looking into. I'm sure no one's taking that for granted. But the cruise industry, which is really sensitive when it comes to bad PR, it keeps reiterating that this Norwalk-like virus is a very common virus. It's second only to the common cold, apparently, and is not just something that happens on cruise ships, but does happen elsewhere.
Not only common, but I guess as weapons go, not particularly fatal. I mean, if you're going to attack somebody, you wouldn't pick this particular virus, would you?
Yeah, this is something that only makes people sick. Now, it might make you violently ill and might ruin your cruise, but certainly it won't kill you or cause any permanent damage. But certainly it is something that has ruined a lot of vacations for a lot of people. I've talked with passengers, particularly on the people who are on the Holland America cruise ship Amsterdam. And it really sounded like a rough cruise. Some passengers who became sick even had guards outside their rooms to make sure they did not leave their cabin, just because the cruise ship certainly didn't want it to spread to any more people.
Gee whiz. All right, let's look at a more likely scenario here. Are we talking about some kind of laxity in terms of standards of hygiene?
Perhaps. Certainly, when these ships dock at other ports in the Caribbean and elsewhere, in some cases they get their food from vendors in these different destinations. And there are a lot of factors like that that can't be ruled out, and I'm sure that is being looked into. The Centers for Disease Control has been investigating this from the very first ship from the Amsterdam ever since then, and has been following this, but certainly no indication yet.
A lot of people probably wonder, particularly if you've taken a cruise and you realize the very international character of these organizations, the extent to which they are answerable to any national entity, or for that matter, international entity, if there was to be one. I don't think there is any international inspection, but you've got ships that may serve the United States principally, but they go into, say, the Caribbean, and they are out of Norway, but the crew is all Filipino. It would seem on the surface that if such an organization wanted to simply thumb its nose at the, United States government regarding health standards, that they would theoretically be able to do so.
Yes, certainly, I suppose so. It's there are just so many variables when it comes to cruises. The fact that most of these ships are based elsewhere, they're not based in the U.S., even though they serve U.S. Ports. And there are so many variables like that that are being looked into.
We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Is this a big part of the economy down there? There are so many things in which, of course, Miami is just a huge center of commerce, but I would assume that things like Disney and Holland America, some of the companies of that ilk, must have a significant impact on the economy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the most of the cruise lines have big offices, if not based in Miami. And certainly at the Port of Miami, as well as Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, which is where the Amsterdam was returning to. There's a number of people employed there. Indeed, it is a huge part of South Florida's economy.
How did 9/11 affect the cruise industry? Although, of course, no cruise ships have been attacked of late, but did that have an impact on them?
It did initially, from what I understand, that there was some apprehension there because a cruise ship could make a pretty good target for terrorists, certainly if they were to crash a plane into a cruise ship or bomb a cruise ship. It's a fairly small, very isolated place, and that certainly a lot of people on board that would bring up the death toll. And it does make people nervous. In fact, I know one person whose mother will be taking a cruise in January on the Amsterdam, the Holland America ship. And he's rather concerned about this, rather nervous, doesn't want his mom to be becoming sick. And these are a lot of elderly people who take cruises. I know the on the Amsterdam, it seemed to me that a good chunk of the people there, maybe even half of them, were elderly, and they're more susceptible to these kind of ailments.
Amen to that. All right, Michael, thank you very much. Appreciate that little update. Michael Hiblin, who just happened to be passing through our studios tonight, and we have picked his brain a bit. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. We'll take a break and be back with calls and comments after these messages.